This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Policy terms and conditions apply.
We have 7 after the hour on this middle of June, the Ides of June. You know, that all came from the Ides of March, 15th of March. So clever people like me continue to throw that bone out. What else can we talk about on the 15th of the month? Today, being June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. This is something I can't imagine this happening, but you know, there are a lot of things that go on in the world and we can't imagine that they happen, and they do. And even in families where older people are, there's dementia, they're under the care of their children or somebody who's being paid to take care of them and they don't take care of them. It's horrible. They're kind of the scams that are around, the negligence, the things that I remember when my father was in sort of a nursing home. He'd had a stroke in the summer of 2004, and he was in a place, and I remember how, I remember the whole thing. He was very angry with me, even though he was kind of out of his mind, because that's what the stroke did to him. But I had promised him he would never be in a home, and yet here he was, and he was cognizant enough to remember that he was, or to know he was in a home, and he was angry with me because of it. But it was one of the things that I made the commitment without talking to his wife, my stepmother, and she wanted nothing to do with having him at home because he was very hard to handle. She said, okay, you bring him to your house if you want, but I'm not having him in the house where I am. And I couldn't bring him home because the only room that was, I would have done it, except the only room that would have been acceptable for him in his condition was across from my studio. And he was yelling and screaming all the time, and you know, that isn't something that you could deal with, so we left him there. And I never was quite satisfied to the point of being distressed at the care he was being given at a facility that cost $26,000 a month to take care of you. Imagine that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and so that's when I started thinking about elder abuse. They didn't abuse him. They were just neglectful. Is that one and the same?
Neglect and abuse? Neglect can fall in line with abuse for sure. I mean, look at Casey Kasem and Stan Lee.
Right.
They're celebrities that dealt with elder abuse. And a lot of times families will put their loved ones in nursing homes and maybe not feel right about it because the loved one didn't want to be there. But if we aren't capable of taking care of our loved ones going through whatever it is they're going through, a lot of times finding a good nursing home is the best option.
Yep, except many people can't afford it. I know some.
And not all of them are great.
Yeah, I know some people in my family who have had the father lived in a home. They sold a home. They put him in a home. And they use the proceeds from selling the home to keep him in the home. You know what I mean? And that it's because they didn't have any insurance. There are a lot of insurance companies around now that offer various plans to take care of you should you fall into this problem or into this category. And we all know with a lot of dementia and Alzheimer's, that sort of thing, questions, Parkinson's, those things. The hygiene, I remember this place where my father was. The hygiene was not good. You walk into a room, and there's this, with older people, there's sort of, and I don't want to say odor, but maybe aroma. You ever notice that when you walk into a room where there are a lot of older people, and it just smells differently? Is it different? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or a lot of people will use additional fragrances to cover certain things.
Yeah, it could be. Yep. Anyway, we're having a conversation. That's why this is good, because it spurs people into thinking and maybe acting, understanding a little bit about what you do, and maybe, God bless us all, what is it, the but for the grace of God, we go there ourselves. There are a lot of these abuses. A lot of them go unreported. And so the conversation here is to make sure that you're thinking about it, especially if you're elderly people in your family. Make sure you know what the situation is like in the facility where they are, if they're not at home. Obviously, yeah. The preference is to have them at home, be at home, keep them at home. But sometimes that's not possible, doable, or desirable.
Yeah, and if they are in a facility, pay attention, open your eyes, see everything that's going on. Check their body for bed sores. Make sure that they are being taken care of fully.
Yep. All right, in a moment I want to get some election, the post-mortem on primaries. Tuesday is election day. Primaries continue in a number of states as we head towards September when the primaries are over. So we'll talk about some of the results in various states as we continue here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
All right, quarter after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I are focusing, nosing around to see what the election results were. I'm looking at South Carolina. Some of you may be interested in this. As a general observer, some of you may be interested because you're from that state. Some of you may not care. But I assure you that primaries, this is like, I sound like I'm beating a dead horse here. That's a lousy expression, but you know what I'm saying. I say the same thing over frequently because I want, in my world, to have people know how important the primaries are. That's why it's good to have a conversation. Let's see, Tom Rice, who's a South Carolina Republican, voted to impeach Trump, lost in his primary to somebody Trump had endorsed. Okay, I say, so what? But the news media wants to make a big deal out of Trump still, even though I think that he's, I find it anathema to have people talk. I mean, I think in the circles that I travel, Trump is who in areas where, and I know a couple of people that are exceptions to this that love him still, but a lot of people who supported him before and thought he had some great ideas wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole these days. I know that's not, some people would, some people won't, but here's another South Carolina district. Representative Nancy Mace criticized Trump but didn't support impeaching him. Beat a Trump-backed challenger. So here's one wins.
Just the way it's all phrased. The way it's all phrased. It's whether it's a Trump supporter or a Trump challenger, that's the identifiers for all of these people that were just in these primaries.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. Republicans gaining with Latino voters. Myra Flores, who's the daughter of a Mexican immigrant, flipped a Democratic-held House seat in Texas in the primary yesterday. Yeah. In Nevada. Let's see here.
That was a long-held Democratic seat, too, in Texas.
Yeah, right. I'm sensitive to what you just said, so I don't want to tell you that Trump supported this person. I just follow your
right. But that's
right.
How it's been
so
written.
Silly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You read all of
silly.
These articles, and that's completely how it's been written. The big takeaways from the elections from South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota, our big takeaway is how they're all Trump identifiers of whether or not they challenged him or supported him. Like, really?
Like, he's the issue. He's the most, like, he's some kind of god. He's the, okay, we'll do everything based on him. What nonsense.
This person was Trump endorsed. This person was Trump opposed.
Like, yeah. And is that the news media that's doing that and not the Trump loyalists? Is that just the news media trying to whip up some sort of
And it seems like it's all news media right now, or at least a majority of them, whichever news articles you want to read and news outlets, media outlets, whether they're leaning left or leaning right, they're all talking about whether or not people are Trump supporters or Trump opposers.
Here's Herschel Walker, who was a football player, I think, wasn't he? Republican candidate for Senate in Georgia, a critic of absentee fathers. Acknowledging having a son that he doesn't see. Apparently, he won. So what other, you got any other results that we ought to talk about quickly? In the, looking at some of these.
Let's see. Republican former Rep. Poliquin survived a contest with a conservative activist and is now set to reclaim his former congressional district. That's something happening.
Where was that?
The issues in Maine. And one of the issues with the primaries is that if you're not registered with a specific party, you can't vote in primaries.
Yeah, that's also ridiculous. And, what has happened, what happened in the Georgia primary, I think a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people who are Democrats registered as Republicans to vote against anybody that was supported by Trump. Here we are again. That's kind of silly. All right, 18 after the hour. I think those are most of the results that are worth talking about anyway. The ZipRecruiter folks want me to tell you the story about the smartest way to hire. It's hard to find quality candidates for working. We, those of us in business, absolutely know what's going on today. You can pretty much say it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack in terms of the, if you have a specialty business. You can post your job online, some job board, have lots of other things on it, but then you hope that the right person with the job may come along. That's why you try ZipRecruiter, and it doesn't cost you anything as you get started. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. The great thing about ZipRecruiter, doesn't just wait for candidates to find you. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. That's the way you find the right person, fast. 4 out of 5 employers who use ZipRecruiter say they get a quality applicant within the first day. That's why ZipRecruiter is the smartest way for you to hire. Right now it's free, 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 free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Get it? F-R-E-E, free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. How can you beat that? You're looking for somebody that's really good? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Another reminder, too, about the American Family Farmer. The most recent show and the download, the podcast, is a focus on bringing how you can bring your customers into your farm, into your world. I think it's important for people who are doing farming to be connected to their users. Also, info on the avian flu. Get your free podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. for everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Please.
After the hour now, time for us to catch up on celebrity gossip, if you will, trending celebrity gossip. And the first item of interest has to do with Bradley Cooper and what he has revealed about himself earlier in life. If you're a Bradley Cooper fan, and I am, you'll want to know what the story is, and you'll get it right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so, Jay, what's going on? Bradley Cooper has gotten real about some of his problems when he was in his 20s. This is surprising to me, frankly. And I had forgotten that he was in Alias with Jennifer Garner. For whatever the reason, I forgot about that. That was early on. So what other things did he get candid about?
Yeah, well, he was on a podcast recently that's actually hosted by Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes, and he was talking about how when he quit slash was let go from Alias, he fell into this kind of big hole. He was dealing with zero self-esteem. He started struggling with chemical abuse. He became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and at the same time, when he figured out, like, okay, this is just going to completely not only, it's going to end my career, possibly my life, I need to get help. And he had said that he found more of the height of his career after doing The Hangover when he was 36. So his drug struggles were pretty much more from 29 years of age to about 33 is when he got help, 33, 34. And that he felt fortunate that he went through those struggles outside of the public eye, because he didn't know if he would have been able to overcome them if all of that happened as the star he is now.
Yeah. All right, here's another celebrity interview, this time Shirley MacLaine, who's 88. What is she admitting to at this point in her life?
Yeah, she finished filming a film called American Dream, and then COVID hit. She went into isolation by herself for pretty much a year, and she said when she realized she was talking to herself, she was like, okay, I need to put on a mask to get out into the public. But also, do people not talk to themselves regularly?
I talk to myself all the time.
I know,
you?
Right?
Yeah.
I do, too. Is this not a thing that people normally do? Why was that a red flag that she was like, oh, I'm talking to myself. I need to be around people more.
I think it's cool to talk to yourself. John Cryer says early years with Charlie Sheen on the Two and a Half Men show were a joy before Charlie went off the rails. I'm not surprised to hear that. Are you?
No, I'm not surprised either. He said that he was just so great at his job. He was great in front of the crowd and the audience. He was always on time, always knew his lines, so charismatic, and that there was no big, like, all of a sudden a change. It was actually a very slow change that they started noticing simple things.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's that show was funny. It really was.
It was.
Charlie's. I mean, it was because of all the attention to Charlie Sheen, you were paying attention to, but it was just funny. It was in the early years, anyway. 28 past the hour.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday primary elections in South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota are recent history. South Carolina voters ousted Representative Tom Rice, one of the 10 House Republicans who had voted to impeach President Trump. Russell Fry takes home the win. Representative Nancy Mace comfortably won her primary election over Trump-backed Katie Arrington. Out west in the Silver State, Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak will face Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in November. Lombardo is endorsed by President Trump. Sharon Osbourne took to Twitter Tuesday and thanked fans for the overwhelming amount of love to her husband Ozzy Osbourne before his major neck and spine surgery on Monday. Quote, our family would like to express so much gratitude for the overwhelming amount of love and support leading up to Ozzy's surgery. Ozzy is doing well and on the road to recovery. Your love means the world to him. End quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GOP gubernatorial candidate James Craig continues his uphill battle.
Michigan's embattled GOP gubernatorial field is down to five, with a previously ousted candidate filing write-in status. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig filed those documents on Tuesday after the Board of State Canvassers denied him a spot on the ballot due to invalid and insufficient signatures. Craig and his campaign also filed a complaint in Kent County Circuit Court against a company and circulators hired to gather the signatures. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Soft-on-crime district attorneys have been sprouting up in numerous cities throughout America. Some are complaining George Soros' money got them elected. Some say no one pays attention to district attorney races. Now the crime has exceeded American expectations. Recalls of these DAs landed their first catch when the DA of San Francisco, California, lost his job last week. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania has another DA recall movement going forward.
The city of Philadelphia is experiencing widespread crime and lawlessness, and it is mostly driven by policies coming directly out of Larry Krasner's district attorney office. Here within the next week or two, we will be introducing articles of impeachment and proceeding with the initial steps of removing him from office.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here on the June 15th program. It's Wednesday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm getting better at that, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here. Not so many DJVers come slipping out of my mouth. President Biden is going to travel to Saudi Arabia, other areas in the Middle East, including Israel and the West Bank. That's Palestine. Going to do it sometime next month. During the trip, he's supposed to be talking about various issues, as you can imagine, energy production, human rights, future of the Palestinian state. What a waste of time that is.
Yeah, there's never is. Gas prices.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, July 13th, he starts in Israel, and then he goes to other places for 3 or 4 days, going to meet with his counterparts in the region, talking about their relationship with the United States, security issues, economic issues, diplomatic issues. The press secretary says that the trip has been in the works since last month. The White House is being questioned a lot about our relationship with Saudi Arabia, which has been a question for a long, long time. And we don't really give a damn because of the oil that comes from there. And that why we're still, this is a question that we keep asking. It's kind of boring, actually. Why in the world, if we have the resources here, and I go back to the Obama administration, when we were pretty much, I think, 3% of the oil we used didn't come out of our own resources, came from someplace else. Right now, it's 30%, 10 times what it was then. And we have the stuff. What are we doing to ourselves? And where is the human, where's the cry? We got all these other things that are going on. People should be demanding. This is a reason to protest, not to do what they did on January 6th, but to go to Congress and to go to the White House, go wherever, and protest the fact that we are being killed at the gas pump. $5 a gallon. Yesterday, I paid $5.01 or $5.02 to fill up one of my trucks yesterday, gasoline. No, there's no reason for it. And the Saudis are not our friend anyway, as would be. I'm looking at the stats here of how much we've bought from them, what it costs us. They have vast oil reserves. They're leveraging. They're trying. And they've done a good job of it, frankly, of them being the boss and we're in the back seat again to them. And there are no, you know, OPEC and what it does to try. Basically, it's always just screwing with us because we're the big kahunas. We're the ones that spend most money. And, you know, they use it as a bargaining chip. Outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah, it definitely has mixed reviews. A lot of people are noting that the president had at one time called the Saudis quote-unquote pariahs.
They are.
And people are saying that he's showing weakness now to friends and foes alike, and there's going to be other people who are going to think, well, if America is falling to their knees here, maybe they can do that for us too.
Yeah, well, I think that he's shown weakness in lots of different areas. It's too bad because, you know, we need strong leadership and we don't have it. We haven't had it for a long time. Not since, I think, Reagan and Clinton were the last really good presidents we've had. Meanwhile, something a little lighter, literally lighter. Did you know that the Hollywood sign originally had 4,000 light bulbs on it? Have you ever climbed up to the, it was originally called Hollywoodland. That's what the sign said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1932, a 50 by 30 foot light, 4,000 of them, 20 watt bulbs. I thought that was kind of interesting to see that. I've lived off and on part of the year in Los Angeles since 1993. And I never, as a matter of fact, the fellow who was the PR director for the Hollywood sign, believe it or not, the Hollywood sign has its own PR director. He invited me to go up there one morning to do the program. And I was trying to figure out how to do it. There's no electricity up there anymore since they don't have the lights up there. I said, how can I do it? I got to have electricity to be able to broadcast. I since then have procured a couple of different things that will run on battery power for 4 or 5 hours, but I didn't have it then. But I thought it would have been cool to do. That's one of the things I've, over the years, had a great experience doing live, you know, in-person stints in crazy places, do the program there, but I couldn't make that work. Anyway, you think about
it. It's just one of those things. The history is so fascinating. Like you said, Doug, it was Hollywood Land, and then the LAND fell, and it just was never really fixed or replaced. But it was originally erected because it was promoting a new housing development. It didn't even have anything to do with celebrities and Hollywood filmmaking or anything like that, which is kind of what it's almost known for at this point.
Yeah. Speaking of Hollyweird, that Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala in May apparently was damaged. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, and people are so mad.
Really? What happened to it? I thought it was taken in, wasn't it, to fit Kardashian?
No. Oh, no. The dress was not altered. She altered her body to fit that dress. And that's why she had that, like, that shawl or coat or whatever on her arms below is because the dress wouldn't zip up all the way. So she was using that to hide the fact that the dress wouldn't zip up all the way. And the thing about the dress is it's such a sensitive material, and Marilyn Monroe stood naked while they formed this dress to her, so she wouldn't have to wear any undergarments, so that way there wouldn't be any underwear lines or bra lines or anything like
that. That's too much information, or is that okay?
No, it's needed information. So this dress was specifically tailored to her body, and anybody else who would have worn it would not have had her exact measurements. It's just kind of almost impossible, like a fingerprint. And so it was bound to happen that it might stretch out a little bit. And they were saying that it's showing signs of a little bit of tears along the zipper. And when you look at these pictures, it almost looks like the dress is on a different mannequin, because the mannequin before is a really has a smooth back to it, where the other, the new mannequin is kind of like a bumpy back.
Yeah.
And where some of the rippage is where the dress didn't zip up to begin with. So it is kind of interesting of what's the story. Was it because
Kim
Kardashian wore? No, this dress is, it's now a part of history that is a little bit altered.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. He's putting that, the Queen.
The dross material objects.
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth. She ever worn any dresses that would be standard? She always wears these bright colored suits that are kind of cool color wise. But what else? What do you do with them after she wears them?
Well, yeah,
what
she has it? To set them apart. I'm sure she rewears some of them, and then others probably go into like a museum or whatever. Like, look at Kate Middleton, how she's reworn some of Princess Diana's things as an honor to her. And, oh, Doug, speaking of Queen Elizabeth, she has officially become the world's second longest reigning monarch.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think, who is number one? Anybody remember?
Number one is King Louis of France. King Louis the 14th of France, I should say, ruled for 72 years, 110 days. So she has a little bit longer to go. Who she just passed was Johann the 2nd of Liechtenstein, who ruled for 70 years and 91 days.
Okay. Nobody remembers that one. Speaking of Kate Middleton, she credits her husband, William, for preparing her to take on Princess Diana's former title.
Hmm. Yeah.
The people want, the British want them to, did they want, Diane was like a god. She was like a member of the royalty herself in many ways, more than royalty. And so she was the Princess of Wales, and now she becomes, she's now the Duchess of Cambridge, right? Isn't that what she's
Yes, yeah, that was the title that the Queen bestowed on her and Prince William when they got married. Well, so the thing about the Prince of Wales and Princess of Wales, the Prince of Wales is the heir apparent. So Prince Charles is the Prince of Wales, and actually the Duchess of Cornwall is technically the Princess of Wales now. She just refuses to use the title because of, you know, everybody loved Princess Diana so much. She was the she was the Princess of Wales.
Smart.
She wasn't the first Princess of Wales. Yeah, so she just really refuses to use that title, even though technically she is. Where Kate Middleton was asked by a royal fan about how are you preparing? You're going to make a brilliant Princess of Wales, and she just gestured over to her husband, Prince William, and was like, "I'm in good hands. He's showing me the way. He's taking care of me."
And
so she will use the title Princess of Wales.
You're in good hands, Mr. Using Allstate for insurance. Yada-da-da-da-da, 44 after the hour as we continue. I'm going to go back to President Biden for a moment. A couple of other things that are of note for those of us who are interested Americans. Here on the DJ, whoops, on the on the Doug Steffen. Hello. Good day program. Hello.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I thought that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Okay, a couple of other Biden things here, Jay. He's considering rolling back some tariffs on Chinese goods to slow rising prices. They're now finally thinking about what can we do to take care of inflation, which last month the inflation rate became 8.6%. That's 3 times what it had been the previous 3 years. 1 month, 8.6%. So not only is he looking at this, the stuff that we get from China, I don't know how that's going to set with American business people, especially the ones that are trying to come back here following advice from people like me. Let's get them all back, get all the American businesses back here again. But he also has gone after the oil companies. Now, this is sort of a maybe conflicting with his statement a couple of weeks ago. It's going to hurt, but after a while it'll be good, referencing electric cars. And now he has said that all of the oil companies need to demonstrate to Americans that they are on board by being good citizens and not gouging us. I don't consider them good citizens. I consider them to be greedy executives because that's what they get paid to do.
Well, yeah, apparently make more money, spend less of it.
Right, well, yeah. But look at the cost of gasoline, and there's a word around it, maybe $5.50 by the time we get to the 4th of July, which is that in the three biggest, well, four, Christmas, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July, biggest travel times. And look at the price of gasoline. Good God. 50 minutes after 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Supply.
Now it's time for our daily visit from the charming Chuck Curry, who's our Movie Moments man. This is the theme from the Madonna slash Warren Beatty telepic, right? Dick Tracy?
No, it was a theatrical movie. It was this day in movie history, June 15, 1990. Dick Tracy starring Warren Beatty, Madonna, Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman. Hit theaters. It was released by Buena Vista, which is a division of Disney. It was actually a big hit. It came out 1 year after the big superhero craze started with Batman in 1989. It coined the phrase, which I always hate, Doug, in film, or when reviewers talk about this, the movie is visually stunning, which usually means that the story is hollow, which in this case was accurate. Having said that, it's a very watchable movie. The kid also in the movie, Charlie Cosmo, who was in the movie Hook, was very appealing. There's things I like about it. The rogue villains, all good actors. Al Pacino really over the top, but it has entertainment value. And I thought Warren Beatty actually was really good in the title role.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Here's some other this day in movie history. June 15, 1967, The Dirty Dozen opened in theaters. Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, Ernest Borgnine.
Big
classic
cast.
Film.
And didn't you tell me last year they were going to redo that?
There's a remake in the pipeline. Yeah. There's probably a remake in the pipeline of everything. Anything that's been successful will be remade at least once, if not twice. So, this day in movie history, June 15, 2005, Chris Nolan's Batman Begins with Christian Bale opens wide. It's my all-time favorite superhero movie. I'm a big fan. And when I was driving home with my wife at the time, after the film, she got a call from the nurse and told us that we were having a baby girl, which I'll always remember. Yeah, and I remember throwing my baseball bats and baseball gloves out the window, saying, "Damn, I'm gonna have a girl. What do I do?"
She likes to play baseball now, right? And a lot of other things.
Good athlete.
Yeah, she is. All right, so that particular Batman had both Morgan Freeman and Michael.
Michael Caine played Alfred, and Morgan Freeman played Lucius Fox. Great actors. Michael Caine was an awesome Alfred. Really good.
But didn't Morgan Freeman play Alfred in one of them? Do I remember that?
No, he plays a character called Lucius Fox, who's sort of like an Alfred. He's able to give Bruce Wayne all his gadgets that he needs. His Batmobile, like stuff like that.
He's Q.
Yes, sort of like
he's
that. Q. Yes.
Right. Okay.
And really all good right. casting.
Let's see here. Disney's Lightyear has been banned in the Middle East because of same-sex kisses. There you go. You didn't hear that? Hollywood Reporter says that Saudi Arabia, where the president's going, doesn't like it. They don't like that.
Too bad on them. So it doesn't play there. Oh, well, move. Keep going. It'll play. Yeah. It'll do very well everywhere else. It's getting good reviews, so it should do well.
Yeah. Channing Tatum says he and his ex see eye to eye on their daughter not acting. How many? I was looking at this. I was just thinking, how many mothers and fathers that are actors have children that have become actors?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many?
I guess the question is, do they want them to do it? Or when the kid's five says, I was born to do this. Move out of my way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they pushed him into that life. I got one story I want to touch on.
Yeah,
one story I want to Amber Heard. There's a lot of stories over the last 48 hours saying that she has been cut out of Aquaman 2, her part, and they will reshoot and recast. But according to Variety, which is the gold standard, along with the Hollywood Reporter, of fact, they say that's not true. And as of now, she remains in the film. Listen, I she gave that interview. I watched bits and pieces. I think it's insane, you know, doing a primetime interview. Just move on with your life, reconstruct your future. But having said that, whether I agree with what she did in her life with Johnny Depp is really none of my business. But I also sort of hate to see someone's life completely destroyed, where her part, which she filmed about a year ago, be exercised from that movie,
well,
which is
politically correct.
Listen, if I'm watching that movie, I honestly can completely remove myself from the person in real life, from the person on screen, unless she did something absolutely horrendous to children, which she didn't. You know, it's sort of the whole thing's sad. What are you gonna
do? It is. Let's see here. Chris Hemsworth is saying he may not return to the role of Thor in the sequel. How can it be?
He's done so many. Listen, hard to turn away from $15 million paychecks.
Thank you.
I doubt he will.
All right, 59 passed on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.